The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. From the Gospel for this Sunday, the 7th chapter of St. Mark, the 37th verse, "And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." Having seen the miracle wrought by the Lord Jesus, the healing of the man who had been deaf and could not speak, the crowd exclaims, "He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." He has done all things well. It seems to me that in these words, we hear an echo of some words which are found in the very beginning of Holy Scripture, at the end of the great story of creation, where we read, "And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good." It was very good. But as we look at the world God made, as it in fact is today, it is some words of St. Paul that perhaps better express our reaction. St. Paul writes, "Up to the present, the whole created universe groans in all its parts, as if in the pangs of childbirth." It is the brokenness of creation that, to such a great extent, fills your vision and mine. But in the miracle wrought by the Lord Jesus, we catch a glimpse of God's truly loving purpose, his goal, his intention for the whole creation, because all of the miracles of Christ point forward to the great miracle of his resurrection, and Christ's resurrection points forward to the restoration, the making new and whole of the whole creation. For St. Paul not only says that the whole created universe groans in all its parts, as if in the pangs of childbirth, he also says that creation itself is to be freed from the shackles of mortality and enter upon the liberty and splendor of the children of God. In connection with these words of Paul, I often find myself thinking of some words of G.K. Chesterton. Chesterton speaks of how at daybreak on that first Easter day, the friends of Jesus came to the tomb and found the grave empty and the stone rolled away. And in varying ways, they realized this new wonder. But they hardly realized that what they were looking at was the first day of a new creation with a new heaven and a new earth. Yes, as we look at the good world God made as we now see it, it does seem as if that, as St. Paul wrote, the whole created universe groans in all its parts, as if in the pangs of childbirth. That is unmistakably real. But what is also unmistakably real for us who believe in the Lord Jesus, who overcame death and the grave, is the Christian hope. A hope that is so large and so wonderful that the mind can never fully understand its wonder, nor human words ever fully express it. And that great hope is foreshadowed in the miracle of Christ's healing of the man who was deaf and could not speak, because all the miracles of Christ point forward to the great miracle of his resurrection, which itself is but the beginning of the restoration of all things, so that on that last and great day, when the risen Lord appears in glory, the whole creation will, as St. Paul wrote, be freed from the shackles of mortality and enter upon the liberty and the splendor of the children of God. Every Lord's Day, every Sunday, is the day of the Lord's resurrection. And every Lord's Day is therefore also an anticipation of that great and blessed hope. In the meantime, we make our way through this broken world in which we ourselves are constantly in need of the healing touch of Christ, who is the great physician, both of soul and of body. You and I may not be literally deaf or literally unable to speak, but there is still in every one of us a lot of deafness to the Word of God, and there's a lot of hesitancy in our witness to him. And here there come to mind some words from the epistle of St. James, who wrote, "Each of you must be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to be angry. For one's anger does not promote the righteousness of God. One may think he is religious, but if one has no control over his tongue, he is deceiving himself, and his religion is futile." The kind of religion that is without stain or fault in the sight of God our Father is this: to go to the help of orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. So how do you, how do I measure up to this Word of God? How well have we heard it? How well do we act upon it? I suspect that there is in each one of us more than a little deafness to this Word of God, and others as well. And so the word of Jesus, spoken to the man who was deaf and could not speak, Ephatha, be opened, is also a word spoken today to you and to me. Ephatha, be opened. Be open to the word of my forgiveness and pardon, no matter what your sin. Be open to my word which would release you from your sin, not leave you tied up in it. Be open to my word which daily calls you out of death into life, and be open to my word which will in the end call you to the life and the joy everlasting when I come again and cry out over all the graves of my sleeping children, Ephatha, be open. O praise ye the Lord. Thanksgiving and song to him be outpoured all ages along. For love in creation, for heaven restored, for grace of salvation, O praise ye the Lord. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. And now, having heard the word of God, let us stand and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son.